In this podcast episode, I will be talking about WES. And I don't mean SaaS, I'm talking about WES. What is WES? It is Websites as a Service. Welcome to the Freelancer Podcast. My name is Kyle Prinsloo, and in this podcast, I talk about freelancing nuggets without the fluff to help you become a better freelancer. Now, I did not come up with the WES acronym as far as I know. I think someone else came up with it. I'm not sure. But if you did come up with it and you happen to be listening to this episode, please do not sue me. I would really appreciate that. Thank you. Now, before I get into this episode, big question. Did you know that I have a freelancing community for web designers and developers, and it is free? If you did not know that by now, that is terribly sad, and I'm hoping that we can rectify that. Why? Because we have weekly calls, website reviews, and a whole lot of other stuff, and quite a few people are in there at the moment. There's about 800 or so people in, and you're welcome to join completely for free at freelancerxcommunity.com. Alright, now let's get back into the episode, and this is a simple overview of what WES actually is. It is a subscription-based pricing model where you sell services like web design. And this is how it works. There are generally two types of pricing here. For the sake of simplicity, we've got bigger amounts, and this includes other services. And this is generally priced at around $1,000 a month to $5,000 a month. And then we've got smaller amounts with no once-off pricing, and this is usually a website and hosting, and pricing is generally around $50 to $200 a month. A few of these examples, or a few examples of websites and agencies and freelancers, whatever, that actually use this pricing model, I have got five examples here, and I encourage you to actually Google them, check them out. So the first one is DesignJoy. It's by a guy named Brett. He offers unlimited design and web design subscription for a fee. I think it's around $1,000 to $5,000 a month. Design Dash is unlimited web design subscription. I think that's also around $800 to $2,000 or $3,000 mark per month. RVparkwebsites.com and icecreamshopwebsites.com. It's by a guy named Adam McLaughlin. I've actually had him as a guest on the podcast before. And RV Park, obviously that's a subscription for RV Parks. Ice Cream Shop, of course we know what that is. And yeah, it's just a website subscription. I think his pricing is around plus minus, I think it's like $100 to $300 a month, around that price range. The other one is a local website in South Africa. So it's a website called webpartner.co.za. So what's quite interesting here is they offer a website subscription, but they've got over 10,000 clients. Now, granted, not all of them could be on the subscription pricing model, but I mean, even if only 10% are on this model, it can add up to a very, very good predictable recurring income to allow you to outsource and have a business that ultimately runs without you at a hefty profit. And their pricing, if I convert to dollars, it's around sort of the starts at around $30 a month. So extremely low pricing, for example. Okay, so now I've gone through a few examples for you. Let's look at the pros and the cons of this pricing strategy. So the pros are is that it's much easier to convert a lead into a client, hence the pricing. The other very, very important thing in this pricing strategy is it needs to be template-focused websites. This is crucial. You do not want to be offering custom websites, because the goal is here to create websites extremely fast, within one day, so that it's financially feasible. Now, the goal of this is to get around, let's say, 50 to 100 clients, and it can add up to an amazing recurring income. So I think the main thing that points out to me in terms of a pro for this pricing strategy is that you avoid the valley income. And if you've listened to my podcast before, you know that, you know, as a freelancer, I refer to the the income as a value. You know, it goes up 1 month, down next month, up 1 month, down the next month. And you know, you might have a great once-off project, but I mean, you essentially start over from scratch the next month. And now with this pricing strategy, you can avoid the value income that actually so many freelance web designers and developers experience every single month. So yeah, let's avoid that. But like with everything, we do have cons. So first point is that it can be unsustainable if it's not done correctly. For example, Brett from Design Joy, he managed to grow to a massive income over $1 million a year, but he eventually burnt out. He actually has a tweet or thread or something on this if you're interested to check it out. And I think an easy solution would be to hire amazing talent, but it seems to me that he wanted to do everything himself and hence the unsustainability. But as far as I know, it's been resolved, so that's great. It also takes a long time to make this pricing strategy financially feasible. I mean, obviously, if you're getting a few small clients, you know, even if you just get one or two, you know, or three this month, it still doesn't add up. But after 6 months or a year or 2 years, it can and start adding up. So another thing which actually that leads to is managing your cash flow. You have to be extremely lean, especially in the beginning, to actually make this pricing strategy work. Alrighty, that is it in this episode. It's a quick overview on the pricing strategy. I'll try to get to the point here, but let me know if you have any questions. And also, what do you think of this pricing strategy? Is it new to you? Have you heard of it before? I'm curious to know what you think. That's it from me. Thanks for listening. Hope to check you guys in the next episode. Have a good day and a good weekend and a good evening. Appreciate it.